tonight. Please welcome Willie from Laguna Niguel.
Hello, my name is Lily. I'm an alcoholic. Can you hear me all the way back? Okay. Welcome to the newcomers and happy birthday to the birthday people. And welcome to you who didn't identify. And if you're have many years and you're still struggling, welcome. So I'll tell you real quick, 10 minutes to, I have a long drunk log. I have a lot of stories, so I'll do it real brief. But the way it started for me, my sobriety date is April 30th, 2018. So I'm coming up on 7 years. And I'm born in the Baltic. And for you who don't know, that is in Sweden, Finland, and Russia. So I'm born in Finland, that belongs to the Vodka Belt. And I used to tell this in bars in America for the longest time that that's all we do, we drink vodka. And we do, but not the way I drink. And, but when I grew up, I was very, you know, it was a very like confined childhood. I did practice gymnastics, competed, practice every 6 days a week, getting like angry, kind of household. And so it wasn't that bad, but my emotions weren't met and I was very afraid. So when I took my very first drink, I had that relief from fear. For the first time, I wasn't afraid. And of course I was, it was a disastrous night. I, you know, threw up and I was embarrassing. Yet when I woke up the next day, I couldn't wait to do it again. And from that moment on, the decisions I made, the places I went to, the people I spent time with, everything was based upon alcohol. Like I would never go to the movies because you couldn't drink at the movies. And it just went on and on. And the people that I hung out with was drinkers. I could not imagine hanging out with people that didn't drink. And so I still felt like, I mean, when I drank, I felt very free. And but I wanted to travel and I wanted to study more. So I came to America, never been to America. And I looked at the map and it said, Florida, the Sunshine State. And I never lived in Sunshine. So I said, that's where I'm going. And that's kind of how I made decisions in my life. And, you know, that's been 25 years and I've been, my alcoholism has taken me to many places, across the continent, prison in Germany, Laguna Beach, and I've been to Florida, I've been to New York, San Francisco, Laguna Beach Police Station, and here I am. So when I'm on my flight to America, there was this TSA agent that kept pronouncing my name, and it's a little bit more Birgitta Sidequist. And he looked at me and he just said, can I call you Lily? And I said, yeah, that's cool. That's going to be my American name. And then when I got on the airplane, there was this lady from Texas that said, call me Lil. So I went from Lillimore to Lil. But that's where I drew the line at Lily. But when I landed in Florida, I had a ride. Nobody was checking on me. No one told me what to do. You guys party everywhere. You drink on the golf course. In Sweden, we walk carrying the club. You need a doctor's note if you actually using a golf cart. So I thought I died and went to heaven. I loved it. And it's kind of a party culture. And then, of course, living in South Beach in the beginning of South Beach was another plus. But you know, in the beginning, everything was fine. And my alcoholism started to spiraling down. My story started to become more and more sad. There were more consequences. And I thought I was need to, I just finished school and I thought maybe it's time to get married and get real. So I went to Anguilla, the BVI, British Virgin Island, and I saw this guy having a Heineken for lunch, just like me. And so I thought that was perfect match. So 3 weeks later, I lived in upstate New York. And if you've been to Binghamton, it's kind of like a blue collar industrial, gray, cold, not very interesting area. And I was there for, so in Binghamton, that's where I got introduced to a little bit more drugs, and it was very fuzzy. But I left and I realized I had to get sober, and I couldn't live like that anymore. I had that moment of truth where I saw my life in front of me, and I realized that I wasn't in charge. It was the alcohol. My alcohol has made all the decisions for me. Everywhere I went, the people I spent time with. And I got sober, and I had the most amazing life. I had friends for the first time, real friends that I wanted to be around. But for some reason, I wanted to drink again. So I figured maybe it wasn't too bad, because doing blow up in Binghamton, maybe I joined a wine club in San Francisco. So that's what I did. I went across country and I joined a wine club in San Francisco, and that didn't work out either. And then it just became lonelier and lonelier, and the consequences, hospitals, DUIs, all of that. And then what happened to me towards the very end, I really didn't want to be around anymore. I didn't want to live anymore. And it was every day. And then I started to plan it. And then one night I was thinking, I started to miss how it feels like being happy, you know, when you have these belly laughs and real joy. And I haven't felt that in so many years. And I felt like I was starting going insane. I started to feel like I was losing my mind. I almost thought about calling 911. But anyway, I went to AA instead. I was contemplating. And in my life, go to AA. I thought it was about the same. I called AA quitters. And I had no idea that this is going to be, you know, this is where you get the life. And alcoholism is a very, very lonely disease. And when I grew up, I felt very lonely. And the way I treated my loneliness and fear was with alcohol. And what I didn't realize, it kept me more and more lonely. It just made me lonelier and lonelier. And what I learned in this program is that, you know, we help each other out. I heard the Medallion Stallion saying there's no meeting before the meeting. I never heard that. That's great. You know, it's a week program. And of course, I work the steps, and I learned that, you know, a connection to your higher power, that's where I am sane. And when I'm sane, I don't drink. It's only when I'm insane that I drink, because anyone with my track record would have to be insane to drink again. So that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to stay in the middle. And I have sponsees. Connection with my higher power is essential. I have a very healthy fear. And I just want to say that when I came back to AA, I didn't have this automatic relief and love situation that I had the first time. For the longest time, I thought I could go to an AA meeting and hear that perfect word that's going to make me stay. But what I learned the second time is that I just have to grind it, just have to keep going. And that relief that I had the first time, or that, you know, euphoria that I felt, or the pink cloud, whatever you call it, it comes a little bit later. I just had to work a little bit harder for it the second time. So, you know, I'm going to hold on to my seat. It's a gift. to be in this room, and I hope that you do the same. So thanks for letting me.